Now, yesterday, Dr. Naledi Pandor, the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, said her department has managed to repatriate over 600 South Africans from around the world over the last 2 weeks. You heard earlier me talking to two groups of South Africans, one in Morocco and the other in Egypt, both of them stranded there, trying desperately to get back to South Africa. One of the difficulties is, of course, that many countries have got their own lockdown regulations, and that's what's made it difficult for those who are stranded to be assisted to return home. Well, Dr. Pandor joins us now on the line. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Bongani, and morning to your listeners.
I suppose, firstly, since we last spoke, you had a bit of a COVID-19 scare yourself. Are you well?
Yes, no, I'm well. There was a lot of fake news around that as well.
All right.
So but, you know, I think a lot of people were concerned, which I really was, honored by. But I am fine. I'm negative. We had a scare in the office, but the staff member's negative as well.
Okay, that's good.
All's well.
That's good to hear, Minister. We spoke a little earlier on our show to two groups of South Africans. I think 36 people now in Morocco, the people we spoke to, and about another 43 stranded in Egypt, desperately trying to come home. And your job, as you were saying yesterday, hasn't been made easy by, of course, every country having its own regulations around this. It must be a bit of a nightmare to try and assist everyone.
It is really difficult to, put everything together. Firstly, the lockdowns mean that countries don't allow any airlines to fly out or into the country, except a specific permission on repatriation, where a lot of countries have agreed. With some, though, getting the final approval does take quite long. And the two countries you mentioned are among those. Others, it's really matters of connection where the country doesn't have a lot of international flights in and out, and so airlines don't normally fly there. And people are sometimes in very remote areas, and you only have flights to a city, a capital city. So we're having to contend with all that. But each day, we get more and more of our stranded citizens back home to South Africa.
What can people like the two groups we mentioned? You said that those two countries in particular are not the easiest to deal with in this context. You can imagine if somebody is stranded in a foreign country, perhaps they were there on a holiday or they're a contract worker and now the job has run out. They still need resources as far as accommodation is concerned, as far as what they eat. Then there might be issues where health challenges emerge. What can be done whilst you work out, the diplomatic channels to be able to get them back home? What can they do on the ground, and what assistance can our various embassies and diplomatic missions offer them?
Well, our ambassadors are doing all that is possible within the limited means available to them. I think what I've been saying even to, some of our staff here who work 18 hours on this matter, that we're dealing with a situation none of us ever expected to be confronted with. And in that context, we must just strive to do the best that we can. So I know, for example, in Peru, our ambassador is, really straining great effort to help. I'm away in Germany. Our ambassador had to use the embassy funds for meals and other support. And in Italy, we've had to, through our embassy, provide chronic medication for elderly citizens who were part of a cruise ship group. Happily, arrangements have been made, and we think the Italian government has now given us the positive go-ahead. So that group from Italy of around 139 should be back early next week. But our embassies do try to do as much as they can. And, of course, I know that for many of those who are stranded, it's very painful. Some of them get very angry. I understand it. But I assure them, I'm on this and the team is every day, and we're doing all that I can. I do have, for example, some details of some flights, And there are countries that have not been able to do anything at all. Some in the region of SADC are calling out. So we also have to make a decision about what we might do to help other countries in the region. It's become a significant problem. And we are fortunate that we've been able to use SAA, that foreign countries have hired SAA and allowed us, without much cost, to bring back our citizens on the return flights.
Is there a way perhaps to even communicate directly? I mean, you talk about being able to do all you can, and no doubt, as we all know, this is completely unprecedented. But obviously, when you are the one who's stranded in a foreign country, until you're on a plane, you're going to remain frustrated. You're going to feel some sense of neglect. When you know, these people tell us that they read about South Africans being repatriated from other countries, and they're still stuck. How can we at least assist using our platform to make sure, even if it's not today, they're in touch with you or your officials to know that at some point help will be on the way?
Well, we have provided you with the email address of the command center, which is a 24-hour command center. And really what I would ask, if you could assure your listeners that, you know, we are striving to get back people as quickly as is possible. It would be great if, you know, you also had colleagues in the media, because I know the media is an international connected sector in the world, and there's a great deal of collaboration due to the promotion of media freedom. So if you perhaps hear from citizens, perhaps call on colleagues in those countries to also call on their governments to process the authorization. We've been trying to get authority to get a private charter to collect citizens from one country in South Asia. And it's very difficult to get responses. We were assisted greatly and got South Africans back from Afghanistan. We've been able to get people who were stuck in Maldives for several weeks. So we got 41 of them back on the 11th. So, you know, really, Bongani, I think it's a matter of us continuing. We must respect the laws of other countries as well. And as much as we insist that we don't wish to endanger our population, they too don't want a breach of their law. So let's use the regulations. Let's continue striving. I do have a list of what we expect in the next week. So it's a constantly moving number.
Yeah.
And, you know, we will get to you if, you know, we haven't as yet. I know in Egypt, the ambassador has been in touch with those who are stranded in Egypt. I also am aware, Bongani, and this one troubles me, that there are people who are not genuinely stranded South Africans who are causing quite a lot of loss of time by calling on the command center and saying that they wish to be brought home. And these are people who are ordinarily resident in those countries. We're not doing a holiday transport. We are tending to those who are in distress, who are stranded, who are ordinarily resident in South Africa and would have been back had there not been a lockdown and this emergency.
So, Minister, I mean, obviously, these are scary times. What of those who would, as you say, not ordinarily be returning home, but who may think that perhaps, you know, they may no longer want to stay in the country where they may have been working or residing for some time? The assistance for those folks is somewhere further down the line from your point of view.
No, I don't think so, because, you know, if you're permanently employed in that country, you have accommodation. You're not the same as a person at the airport who only has a return ticket, which is running out and has no other means. You know, I think we just have to ensure that we respect priorities, because if we begin to muddle the issues, then you're going to get us into something which would be a very massive problem. And I want to be quite clear through Radio 702 that we're not doing a mass return program. That would be really dishonest if I were to pretend that.
And unworkable, quite frankly.
And
Dr. Nnedi Pandor, as always, a pleasure to chat to you. Good luck to you. We'll try and connect people, and we'll keep up. Keep us updated with assistance that may be provided, particularly for those people whose plight we tried to highlight this morning. The Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Nnedi Pandor, there on the line. By the way, we've got Durco Command Center numbers, which we will put up on our website. In South Africa, the number is a Pretoria 012-351-1754. The other one is 012-351-1756. If you've got relatives, friends, colleagues, people who are stranded in foreign countries who need assistance, obviously people who are desperate, who have no other means, who are running out of money, that kind of thing, you can also email CICC1. That's CICC1 at DIRCO.gov.za. You can also email CICC2 at DIRCO.gov.za.